Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you got time, man, be with us at 9:45 this morning. We've got a big announcement to share, and it involves Stone Temple Pilots teaming up with us to do something really, really awesome for our community.
I'm excited, dude.
Yeah, 9:45, we're going to talk about this. You already know what it is?
I do.
Well, yeah, I'm a former member of the band.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that, yeah.
We still keep in touch.
They never tell me anything, so.
On the group chat.
Yeah. I'm actually going to find out at 9:45 with the rest of you because... Nice. They know better to tell me things that I accidentally let slip.
Spoiler.
It's not like I spoil anything.
Well, we do ever spoil anything.
Yeah, come on. It's not like I spoiled some kid's baby coming or anything like that.
No.
No, that never happened.
We didn't really do that. Just the announcement of a baby coming.
That's it. Yeah, right. By the way, I'm still where I thought for sure we might, you know, get a, oh, guess what happened? Thanksgiving baby.
Yeah, dude.
Were there any false alarms at all?
It was funny, Don. Friday afternoon, we went and took a walk with the pup, and all of a sudden, like, she started having a little crampy kind of moments, you know, like, stomach was, like, not feeling the best. And I was like, is this go time? Do I need to cancel everything? She's like, no, I'm fine. But, like, the rest of the night, because I was wrestling that night, I had a busy weekend, so I was hoping we could get past this weekend without any kind of, you know, but the phone was on, all that stuff. The best part, though, was on Friday night, you know, I'm having a match, and I had my phone set up in the back in the locker room, and I'm like, guys, if it starts ringing, I don't care how you tell me, but just tell me. So I'm leaving that match. I will kick the opponent in the, you know, whereskis, get disqualified, and lead. That was the goal.
Oh, nice.
But no call happened, much to the disappointment of the other guys in the locker room.
Yeah, because he was looking forward to the kicking, you know, what's.
Well, he didn't know, but...
Yeah. Dang. All right. So far, little baby Migs is still at the womb with the view.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the due date is this Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nuts.
That's how it all got started.
Last Friday, I looked at it and go, we're going to be parents. Like, I know. I'm like, no. We're going to be parents. That's crazy.
Wow, and I am not going to be in town for that blessed event, but I'll be thinking about you.
Oh, I'm sure as you're knee-deep in your board games, you're going to be wondering whether or not a baby has popped out.
I sure am. You know Vicky's going to be with us, so she'll keep us posted.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You'll be like, is there pictures yet?
Yeah, because Vicky, she'll be on baby alert even while we're doing our, you know, we're doing our board game thing.
That's right.
That's a very
beautiful
exciting.
Beautiful Philadelphia, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I know. My favorite city ever. I'm going back to beautiful Philadelphia.
I'm excited to hear the stories after this.
At least they gave us a victory anyway because their team is so great. But, yeah, we're going to go for the PAX Unplugged, which is Penny Arcade Expo's board game edition that they do every year. And we're going to go cover that the way we be.
Nice.
So we got this dude. His name is Tom. He's a food critic for the Washington Post. He got himself a message from a reader last week thanking him for one of his recent restaurant reviews for a very, very unexpected reason. You think, oh, okay, you probably like the tips I gave you about the restaurant. And this one, no, had nothing to do with the food at all. So the reader says, hey, Tom, your latest review was accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me.
Whoops.
Wow. So this dude just randomly has a picture taken of him for his review of this restaurant, and caught in the picture is this woman's husband and another woman he's dining with. So, of course, she takes the photo, confronts the husband, and, yeah, he's like, yeah, I've been having this ongoing affair.
Yeah, I'm looking at the thing.
Wow.
There it is. Yeah, thanks. This Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for you for exposing a cheat. And he responded, he's like, please tell me this is a crank post. I'd hate to learn otherwise. I file 2 reviews a week for food and the magazine, so I'm not sure which restaurant this is.
Yeah,
I think he wants to know which restaurant it was the review for.
Yeah, the readers are, I guess, searching through his recent articles to try to find the exact picture to see. Because
yeah, I want
to
see it.
Who wouldn't want to post the picture and right behind him is the dude and the woman that's not his wife.
How awkward.
Oh, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Damn, dude. That sucks.
Imagine you're like, hey, are you doing something? No, not at all. Hey, have you read this review about this restaurant?
Dope. Wow. Man, that's the thing, man. This is why if you're the other person in a relationship, if you're the other man, the other woman, this is why they want to take you out. They just don't want to be caught anywhere. Everyone's got a camera now. That's the thing. Let alone this being a review.
That'd be awesome if that's like now his thing. Like he like turned into something. Like he's always busting people, but
here's
he's
a
doing
great
it while doing a restaurant review.
Yeah, here's some great food. Oh, and by the way, he's cheating on her. Wow.
I don't know who this guy is, but yeah, he's a food critic for the Washington Post.
Oh, okay. So that's his job. So he actually does work for a paper.
And he's got like 50,000 followers.
All right. Well, this is a guy. So, geez, how about that? A guy that actually does get his picture put in a paper, and there it is.
How does one become a person that reviews food?
I'd like to find out because we should ask Jim Devers because Jim, the evening does that a lot. They go around and they talk about food. And how do they get lucky enough to go on there and say they like a place or not?
Because that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Go around, eat, and then just tell people what you think. Like, how do you determine who's got a better opinion and a better idea of what is good?
Is that your next venture?
Being a food critic?
Well, dude, you know Jim, you know Margaret, you know the folks over at King 5. I mean, why not?
King 5's food reviewer?
Why not you? You like food.
Yeah, I love food.
Why not you?
Why not me?
You've had a roll named after you at a sushi joint. That's got to give you some cred.
Yeah, I got to enjoy it this last weekend.
See that?
Munch and I, we went to go eat there. It's nothing greater than someone's like, you want your roll? I'm like, yes, I do.
You want your roll. It is amazing how much you love stuff like that. You want everything named after you that's food related. You want a roll. You haven't got
burger.
A pretzel yet.
Oh, the Steve pretzel?
The Steve pretzel really should be like your thing.
But it's pretty basic.
Yeah, the Steve pretzel would be the basic pretzel.
That's okay. I want the Steve. Steve's a basic name.
Can I get
basic
two
pretzels?
Steves?
Yeah. I want a
that
Steve, please.
Flows. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I just want a pretzel now, guys. I don't care if it's called Chuck.
Can I get the Chuck pretzel,
we got to get your pretzel. I feel like if anything should be named after you, it's a pretzel. You got sushi, one of your favorite foods.
Yes.
And then one of your favorite treats is pretzel.
Got to need ice cream.
All right. Well, next time Jim is in studio.
Okay.
Whenever we get a chance to talk to Jim Dever again from King 5, we'll ask him, hey, what's it take to get Steve to be a food critic?
I've never had, speaking of Jim and King 5, and they named our radio station the best radio station. Thanks to all the rockaholics who voted.
Because that's really what had to happen.
Yeah, they were forced to name it.
We didn't do anything. Yeah, you guys forced their hand.
It's not like King 5 liked us. They just had to do it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. But it was that whole Best of Western Washington thing. I've never had more people say they saw that clip. Family, friends, random people, listeners as well. Every once in a while, I'll just get a random, hey, congratulations. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, the baby's coming. Like, I'm thinking, talking about the baby. Like, no, the King 5 thing. And I was like, damn, man, people are watching that.
See, but evening is a popular show.
And they were showing, like, they would show the highlights, like the teaser, like, hey, tune in, like, during the football games.
Wow.
So, you're watching, like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I'm watching, like, a game, and then all of a sudden, they say, tune in, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, crap, there's my face. Kissing the award, like in the commercial.
Oh, dude, how cool is that?
While wearing the dumb gold chain and the dumb gold sunglasses.
You never look better.
Out of context, it just, I mean, even in context, I look like an idiot, but out of context, I look like a super idiot.
Yeah, I think that's really perfect.
And you got your silly tie on.
Well, at least I look dressed.
With a skinny tie.
Well, you're right.
We look ridiculous.
You really actually do.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, well, I never look good on TV anyway. You know that. They might as well take a picture of somebody else.
What would have been worse if it did? What if this year was the theme of the Fred Durst red baseball?
What about the pajamas, dude? That would have been even worse.
At least we would have been comfy.
Yeah, I mean,
they're all really bad.
When
it comes to it.
The winter of biscuit would have been bad. I think this was our best shot, really. Our best shot of looking okay. Well, thank you to King 5. And you know what? You could be the food critic for KISW. Why not? Danny and I went out there and talked about, we went and did a nice video from Luna Park Cafe over there in West Seattle. And I said,
can't
boy,
do it, though.
That's a good burger. I wouldn't mind doing it, actually, because, I mean, I like to eat.
Then you do it.
I know, but then I got to go out to places. That's the problem. Well, if I could go out on my own schedule, but then, when am I going out?
See, my problem is I'm trying to eat a certain way, And I remember, like, what was it, Adam Richman, Man versus Food? He had to stop doing that show because it was just like, it was killing him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Because it's fun for that first season, and then all of a sudden it's successful, and you're doing it over and over and over. And with him, it was like, Guy Fieri could at least, like, eat a bite and then, like, pretend that he ate the rest of the sandwich.
Yeah.
Adam Richman's doing those big-ass food challenges, like the eggs.
Yeah.
The omelet over at Best Cafe.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to do the whole thing.
Yes.
And that's a different thing. Though Guy Fieri, it does make, he makes it look like he's just chomping down on the whole thing. But he'd be like, 10 times the size he is if he really ate everything
right. That
they put in front of him.
Yeah, whereas that Richmond guy, I mean, if I was him, I would have just had a bicycle and just bike to every place. Yeah. And be like, don't drive me. I need to burn off all the calories that I just ate.
See, I wonder, like, the Top Chef people, because they eat, they look like they're eating everything that's put in front of them.
They have, a bite, I bet.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not the greatest, biggest portions, but they got to eat, like, especially Restaurant Wars. It looks like you got, 100 plates are put in front of them that they got to all taste and figure out.
Right, like, Cupcake Wars would be the best thing to be a judge for.
Oh, yeah.
I know that in, like...
Until diabetes kicks in.
Well, that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, listen, yep. I mean, let's...
In movies and TV shows, they have, like, a spit bucket. So if they're eating something on screen and they have to do multiple takes, they spit out their food so they're not just continuously eating and super full. That's part of the reason why Chris Pratt got so heavy, because during Parks and Rec, he would just keep eating whatever it was in front of him.
Oh, good for him. That would be me, too. Like, I'm not spitting out this delicious food.
It's like, this is a burger. This is ice cream. No, I'm not spitting it.
That's why I always notice, and next time you watch The Big Bang Theory,
okay,
always watch them at lunch at the college when they're all four sitting down for lunch. They never actually eat anything. All they do is move the food around.
Are you serious?
Yeah, watch it, because I thought this is really fascinating.
That was with them in Takeout as well, when they're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
They just push the food around?
Yeah, they just stir it all around.
They never eat anything. It's just a matter of, like, they wanted you to think they're eating. And your brain, only because Vicky knows the business, I know the business about the spit bucket, I knew it was like, well, I wonder what they do, because they got all these takes, and then they never eat the food. Especially in the cafeteria, you just see them pushing that damn salad around, whatever they got, all the time.
I could never be that person. I'm the person that, like, I'm eating like as if you're about to steal my plate. Like, the minute the food comes down, I'm done before someone's eaten, like, maybe their third bite.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
I remember one time we went to Thai food with my buddies and my wife and I, and they were all, and I got this giant thing of chicken pot Thai. And we're all talking, and I'm talking. But when I'm not talking, I'm like, I'm just shoveling this food in my mouth.
That is a hell of a look right there.
And, like, we're, like, mid-conversation. They all looked at me and my friends are like, you already finished your meal. We haven't even, like, dented ours.
Well.
Did you have to, like, fight your brother for, like, the good pieces of food at dinner or something growing up?
When I was a young boy.
Oh. When Steve was a little boy.
My mom would put my plate next to our dog and say, go.
Oh, go.
That explains, fight for yourself.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's not true, Bev.
Yeah.
I believe
it's real to me.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, actually. I would never be able to be that person that's just playing with my food. It's like, it's there to be eaten.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, which is why if you want to really get a word in edgewise, take me to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as it's in front of me, I can't be speaking, and so therefore it's great, and then you get to say whatever you want to say.
It's always funny when, like, ever, like, we go to a concert, my wife and I are like, oh, the concert's at 8:30. We get reservations, like, well, we're only going to have, like, 30 minutes to eat. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. The way that, because we're both quick eaters. And so, like, we're like, we'll still have 15 minutes to spare. It's like, really, it's a challenge of how long does it take from ordering to getting the food. Once we get the food, we know that the light at the end of the tunnel is very close.
Oh, that's good to know about you.
Quick eaters.
Yeah. That's good to know. That way, then lunch before is not a problem for any event.
That's when I see, like, somebody say, oh, like, the key to being better with food is, like, the chew it a lot.
That's not happening.
No.
Yeah. You're supposed to eat with your other hand, too. Yeah. Yeah, if you can eat with your opposite hand, it's difficult for you. And, yeah, chew the food, count or something like that. I never do that.
At some point, you're going to be able to figure it out with the other hand. I couldn't eat chopsticks with the other hand. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, you'd forget about it.
I feel like you would give up and just grab everything with your hand and just shovel it in instead. Just
100% agree.
Chopsticks is helpful to me, though, because I can handle them. Like, I'm sure I handle them like an idiot, but I can handle them. But I don't get as much food if I had, like, a fork. So I do the chopsticks because that's my one way of at least, I think, eating properly, because I can't put as much in my mouth as I would normally without them.
Then just eat every meal with chopsticks.
It's a good call.
Like, trying to eat meatloaf or some chicken nuggets. Soup.
Soup with chopsticks. Oh, I... But you know what? I've seen people get that done. I've seen people, maybe
those are slurpers.
Yeah, yeah, well, you're right. That's probably what it is. But they still, I mean, I see them work the chopsticks and the soup together, and it's like they somehow make it happen.
And it's a compliment to slurp in a lot of Asian countries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know me, I'm a slurper.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Don't make that face, Steve. I'm talking, don't make the face like that. That's not what it meant.
Hey, someone said at Super Troopers, they actually chugged the syrup. Watch the outtakes.
Oh, God.
And they really did chug the syrup?
And wherever they would go, I know, like, people would always have, like, maple syrup or whatever and be like, let's chug it. And, you know, at first...
I never saw the outtakes, so they really did that?
Yeah.
Whoa! Okay, that's hardcore.
And healthy.
It sure is.
So we said, yeah, Chris Pratt ate all the food during Parks and Rec. One time he ate 6 cheeseburgers for one scene. Wow.
But see, now, I didn't see that show when it started. I joined it in the middle. So was he skinny at one point during the beginning of that show? Because I thought his character was always supposed to be kind of a heavy dude.
He was fairly, like, chubby. He just didn't get any skinnier until he started working out for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And the whole excuse was, I just stopped drinking beer for a month and I lost all this weight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That was what the character said.
Yeah, of course he did. That's funny. We got a turkey that helped a guy get out of a ticket. How about this? You know, it's not just for a tasty meal. The turkey actually helped him get out of a ticket, and you're going to hear the audio at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There could be a new superhero in Livermore, California. Super turkey.
Uh-oh.
How about this? A turkey in Livermore, California did save a driver from getting a speeding ticket last week. And this was all caught on the cop's body cam. You can see the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. So here's what it all starts. The officer's telling the driver that, hey, dude, you were speeding. I'm giving you a ticket. Then out of nowhere, this turkey shows up and starts harassing the cop so much that he lets the driver go without a ticket.
I stopped you for your speed right over here. Sir. Okay. Oh, I'm looking over there. Hey. Here. You're not getting a ticket. We don't want you to get a ticket.
Isn't that bizarre?
I mean, that turkey stepped up. Like, just stepped to him.
I've never seen a live turkey just walking around a neighborhood like that. That's nuts.
I love that the Livermore Police Department put action movie music set to it in the beginning of the chest cam footage. It says turkey strikes back, and then a cartoon of the turkey.
That's so
in
awesome.
Their video. It's pretty funny.
It is awesome, and he's just like, never mind. Go. The turkey doesn't want you to have a ticket. You're gone. Check out the video on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. The turkey saves a guy from getting a ticket.
You know, sometimes we do those topics where it's like, hey, tell us why and how you've gotten out of a ticket. If someone said I got out of a ticket because a turkey attacked a cop, I don't know if I'd believe them.
I wouldn't believe them either.
Right?
I'd be like, come on.
That's so ridiculous.
How stupid do you think we are?
Like, I always sometimes have to, like, I remember one time I got out of a speeding ticket. And the police officer pulled me over, and then she's like, well, why were you speeding? And I'm like, I'm an idiot, and I just lost track of how fast I was going. And she just started laughing because I just admitted to being an idiot. She's like, you know what? Just warning, just slow down, stop being an idiot. And I was like, I can't believe that worked.
Well,
I was just being honest.
They probably get so many belligerent people and lying people that for you just to go, ah, God, I'm a moron.
Yeah. I just got caught up in the moment. I was enjoying my drive.
Yeah.
It's rare that I can go fast on 167.
The truth set you free, buddy.
Right.
Next time, bring a turkey.
And what, throw it at the officer? I think that could end poorly.
Well, the turkey, just let him out. Nobody knows that the turkey's your turkey. And next thing you know, he's pulling you next to the turkey. Turkey goes after him. Get you out of a ticket, just like that dude. All right, so speaking of turkey, of course, we had a lot of folks over for the holidays, so I'm sure a lot of you did.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that happens, especially when you have, whether it be family or friends, is if they're in your home, chances are there's snoopage. Yep, 60% of us, according to the survey, think it's completely fine to go snooping in somebody else's house. And so when does that happen? It happens on, you know, when you have them over for things like Thanksgiving.
I remember we talked about this somehow. Like, and I was just like, I'm not that person that wants to go through someone's stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught. That's the thing is there's nothing
so it's not
worse
about
than you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't want to be the guy getting caught going through anybody's stuff. That's the worst.
So if you knew you weren't going to get caught, you would snoop through people's stuff?
Well, that's a good question. I want to say no, but I'd have to be in that situation and see if in that moment my heart would tell me to do the right thing.
See, the only time I find myself snooping is if I need something like aspirin, you know, lotion, or if you're on the toilet and you forgot your phone, you want something to read, so you read the back of, like, the air freshener or the shampoo bottle they have.
You don't think of asking? Like, if you need, I mean, I get it, if you're on the toilet, you can't ask for anything, but right. Why wouldn't you ask for stuff like everything you ask for? Why would you go snooping?
Hey, I'm crapping right now. Can I get a magazine?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Just leave the magazine.
How hard up are you to be, like, stimulated by something that you need to read the back of a shampoo bottle?
Yeah, a lot. Very.
Vicky, as you know, is addicted to her phone.
Okay, so it's like an ADD thing. Yeah. You need something to look at.
Yep, I need something to do with my hands.
Mm. Oh?
Yes.
Is that how that rhymes with pumpkin guy? Never mind.
No.
Is that how that happened?
No.
Somebody just needed something to do with their hands. And, all right, well. Mm. Yeah, no? Okay. Vicky might be onto something. Researchers also looked at the bathroom products that we're most likely to borrow or use while we're in somebody else's bathroom.
Toilet paper.
I don't understand this. I'm in somebody else's bathroom and I'm going to use their stuff?
Do you walk out and you're like, hey, where'd your beard go? I've used your razor and your shaving cream.
The number one thing, I don't know if you'd ever guess the number one thing. Again, this is, I mean, if you're staying over to somebody's house and they go, hey, go ahead, go into the bathroom and, you know, take a shower or whatever, I get that you can use whatever's there, but I'm assuming this is if you're just over visiting. That you
staying the night over for, like, you know, family or something like that?
It's just, it says the bathroom products we're most likely to borrow or use while we're in somebody else's bathroom.
Toothpaste?
Yeah, toothpaste is number two. I just...
Okay, yeah, I've used that
before. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I was at my aunt's house. We were staying over for a weekend, and I needed to use the toothpaste. Oh. I didn't have any toothpaste. I forgot it, and so I just used theirs.
Okay, I was just thinking, like, I went over to your house for dinner, and then I'm like, crap, man. Those onions are killing me. So I just took your toothpaste and just swished it in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, I mean... If someone's staying over to your home and you give them access to a bathroom that has your stuff in there, I would imagine it's okay for them to use, like, the cleaning products. Yeah. But that's why I don't understand this survey. It makes me think it's just when you're in somebody else's bathroom, you decide you're going to use this stuff. Like, you're not a guest staying over. That's what I thought this was about, because number one on the list is shampoo. Who's using shampoo when you just go to somebody's bathroom? Like, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Next thing you know, what are you, stealing their shampoo, throwing a little pack?
I've used their shampoo before when showering because I stayed over.
That I get. That makes sense.
Right.
What else are you supposed to use but whatever they got in there?
Yeah.
So this survey
confuses
me. It's not
feeling so fresh, so you take some shampoo and just spread it on your body?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No. And says half of us have lied about using something. So I really believe
you smell like cucumbers. I swear I didn't touch your shampoo.
Is it possible people like Vicky are using your bathroom because she's visiting? She's not staying the night. She's just up there for Thanksgiving or something. And there are people using their shampoo, like, they decide to wash their hair or steal it while they're just... See, I don't think that's right. I don't think you should take their toothpaste or anything if you're just a visitor. Right? That's not right.
What about dental floss? Someone texted in.
Dental floss is not on the list, but man... I don't know. I think that's...
Flosses.
You got to go into the cabinet.
A lot of people, Vicky.
Not Vicky, apparently.
Right?
No, I use the flosser sticks. I don't like using actual floss because I think it's dumb.
What?
Hot take.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hate using the stupid floss. It's just so dumb and you have to get all up in there. I like the sticks. You just shove it all the way in the back and it gets everything you need.
Okay.
Oh, listen. Dental floss sticks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the little tooth things that you have.
Yeah.
The pocket flossers. Oh,
thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah, I didn't know if you know what a pocket flosser is, but
no,
I thought
they
it
actually
helped,
sell big
I see
ones.
Them pop out of your pockets all the time.
They do, you're right.
So weird.
Well, sorry, buddy. Man's got to always be prepared.
Really?
It's the Boy Scout in me. So is this list even...
Deodorant.
Is this a dumb list?
What about deodorant?
Deodorant? No, at least some people, I think, don't use deodorant in the top 10. Lotion, conditioner, mouthwash. If mouthwash is available out, if stuff is out and you use a cup, I suppose.
Like a little Dixie cup?
Yeah, like they do at the dentist's office. I suppose that's okay. But if there's no cup, then I just...
Yeah, I would see
what
that.
What about,
like,
their pain meds? Is that cool? Can you use their pain meds?
Oh, yeah, you can use the Oxy. Just go for the Oxy.
Yeah, look for the expired ones.
How about the shaving cream? Who the hell's going through your shaving cream? Yeah, and it's there. Shaving cream. Yeah.
If you come out freshly shaven and you went to the bathroom, like, what happened? Why did you need to shave?
And all the, and look at these women. I guess they feel like they have access to all the facial products, like under eye cream, toner, moisturizer. You're going to somebody else's bathroom and you're giving yourself a makeover? Really?
That's a little psychotic, I think.
I think so,
all of a sudden
too.
You come out and you're wearing like you're the house, the owner of the home's like makeup and lipstick.
21%.
That's like serial killer type S.
Thanks, Buffalo Bill.
21%. This is one out of five. Say they'd even use someone else's toothbrush if they needed to.
No, never.
No,
I couldn't do that.
No.
Now that is
that's gross.
Unless you
I feel
really...
bad if I use my wife's by accident because sometimes I'll just grab whatever.
Oh, it feels weird, doesn't it?
It does. It does feel different, which makes me wonder, like, how are we have the same brush, the same heads,
and yet
I must be like way more aggressive on mine than she is. Or something. I don't know, but it's noticeable.
Oh,
and then I feel terrible.
Weird. Yeah. I feel like it's so funny. I mean, you kiss your significant other.
Right.
So why is using your toothbrush? But I immediately get the skeeves. I spit it out and I go, ah!
Oh, I don't skeeve. I just feel bad. Like, I'm like, ah, it was rude.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to use her toothbrush. It's so funny. I mean, my wife is probably, I think if anybody had to use a toothbrush, they'd pick hers over mine. But I feel like, I don't want that. That's been in your mouth.
How do you guys feel about sharing deodorant sticks? Like if someone asks.
Oh, I hate that.
No?
My wife likes to do it all the time.
I don't want to, but if someone needs some deodorant, like, hey, do you have, because I have deodorant with me at all times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good to know.
Same.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I'm not letting you use mine.
What the hell? You just said you'd be fine with it.
No.
Anyone but you. I'm kidding.
I don't want
to.
That's fine.
The pit is the worst place for a, like to me, the pit is the worst place on a guy.
What am I using it on the taint
just
or
deodorant.
Something?
God.
I think it's worse than the taint.
Ew.
It's not like you're going pit to pit or something like that.
Well, it feels like a pit to pit to me. As soon as you put your thing up to the pit, then I put it to my pit, and I feel like we're pit brothers.
See, I think I've even let Rev use my deodorant before.
Why would you violate your pit like that?
Because it's my armpit. It's not anything else.
Oh.
It's just, you know.
And I didn't want to stink all day. She was being very nice.
No, I get why you'd want deodorant. We understand why you'd want it. No one's faulting you for asking me.
And I want him to smell nice.
See, I don't want to use anybody else's deodorant stick either. It's just like, oh, God, your action's been there.
But what if there's, like, leftover Rev on it, and then you smell like Rev?
Yeah.
Just take a napkin and just kind of swipe
off. I don't shed, you weirdos.
I bet you do. I bet you slowly become like a cat. You probably lick yourself clean. You don't even shower anymore.
Hey, what I do in my own house is my own business.
Excuse me. If you're going to invite me over for some of that tasty Traeger turkey, I got to know, is it shedding season for the Rev? Because I ain't coming over if he's shedding.
Someone's like, hey, hairbrush. I'm like, oh, yeah. I use people's hairbrushes all the time.
No, you don't.
It scares me. What do you... No. Yeah, what no, I'm not going to ask.
No, he brushes the boys. Of course he does. Oh, the chest hair. Yeah.
That's how you keep it nice and soft.
My wife finds that gross if somebody uses her hairbrush. And I don't find that gross.
Well, you have no hair.
Yeah.
Well, no, when I had hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't care. But I used to scratch my back because she had those great hairbrushes with the long prongs that would plus I could reach down and get those
hard
hairs.
You would use her toothbrush to scratch, her hairbrush to scratch her back?
She used to find that gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Maybe. But I used to be like, look,
I'm
it's like...
kind of glad I'm not the only one who did that.
Yeah, see? I look at it like, look, it's a back scratcher.
Yeah,
she doesn't know the difference until she caught me.
It's a hairbrush.
But they're nice. They feel really good. Dude,
so buy your own brush and do it.
It's just right there. It's not all the time.
You're sharing your pit stick with every man in Seattle, and you have a problem with me scratching my back with my wife's hairbrush?
No, that's right. Not every man. Everyone but Rev.
Yeah. Right, everyone but Rev, I forgot.
So rude. Yeah.
It's not like I'm walking around like, would you like to use my deodorant stick?
Oh, I don't know, Buffalo Bill.
Hey, would you like to play a game? It's called Pit Stick.
You want to try that Fresh Blast?
That's right. Is that Chasso?
It's the best scent ever.
Powder Fresh.
On Friday, Pit Stick Steve here. He did get this one wrong.
What's the safest color on the U.S. Homeland Security Advisory System's color scale?
Yellow.
No.
White.
No.
Blue.
No.
Oh.
Orange.
Nope.
Green, Steve. Condition green. Come on. You'll never make it in the military, man. You got a brother in the Navy. Come on.
That's the only reason why I haven't made it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only one? All right. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got a 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time
we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.